It made people do a double take. We're talking about the story of a pharmacy worker at the Waianae Comprehensive Health Center indicted for stealing close to $700,000 worth of diabetic testing strips. At last check, 47-year-old Stacy Lynn Pihana had yet to be arrested, although an Oahu grand jury indicted her last week. The city prosecutor's office tells us it's not illegal to resell test strips if you register with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Pihana is accused of ordering 2,000 cases, destroying the paperwork, and then selling the merchandise to a source who then sold the strips on the black market. The headline shocked officials with the Hawaii office of the American Diabetes Association. L.J. Duenas is the executive director in Honolulu. He spoke with us about the dangers of getting those medical supplies underground.
We have dealt with instances where people with diabetes may not have enough finances to be able to afford products like diabetes test strips. And so, you know, it may be that this market exists because there is that market where, you know, people who can't afford the full price of diabetes test strips have to go elsewhere.
Share with our listeners why it's so important for diabetics to test their blood sugar level.
For people with diabetes, managing their blood sugar levels is very important. It ensures, one, that they are at a healthy blood sugar level, so they avoid hypoglycemia, which means low blood sugar, or hyperglycemia, which means high blood sugar. Hypo or hyperglycemia has short and long-term complications. For instance, with high blood sugar levels, there is complications such as vision impairment or blindness, heart disease, kidney disease or failure, amputation, among many others. And so being able to keep blood sugar levels at a normal range as much as possible is very important for people with diabetes. And in order for them to manage their blood sugar level, they need to know their blood sugar levels at any given time throughout the day, and it's through diabetes test strips and the monitor that comes with these test strips, they're able to do just that.
What is the cost of these items?
Test strips, they range, I would say, between 75 cents to a dollar. You can purchase these test strips over the counter without a prescription. However, in order for insurance to cover these test strips, it will need to come with a prescription prescribed by a physician.
And how many times would a person need to test their blood?
That varies. There are individuals where one or two times a day would be sufficient. However, there are some individuals who have to test up to 12 times, or if not more, in order for them to manage their blood sugar levels throughout the day. For instance, a person with type 2 diabetes may need to test, you know, 1 to 3 times a day or more if they need to. But a person with type 1 diabetes and autoimmune disease, they may need to test more frequently because their body no longer produces insulin, which helps regulate blood sugar levels. So their blood sugar levels, go up and down pretty drastically throughout the day based on activity level, their meal, and whatnot.
So if you're testing your blood a dozen times a day, that could really add up.
It could. It's about $12 to $15 a day if you're purchasing these test strips over the counter. And, you know, not every test strip is going to work. There are a few test strips that will come out of a bunch or, a batch that may not work. So they would have to discard them. Now, the concern that we have with these test strips that may be sold on the black market or whatnot is that, one, they may have not been properly stored, they may have been damaged, or they may be expired, which could not provide the accurate reading that is required to manage blood sugar levels.
And why is that so important? What could happen?
Well, they may get an incorrect reading, and that's not what you would want if you are, for instance, hypoglycemic, where your blood sugar levels are low and the test strip indicates that your blood sugar level is high, you may treat yourself for a high, which would then result in your blood sugar levels even dropping further. And that could put people in a coma or even result in death.
So it really is very important to make sure that what you're using is the integrity is intact. It's reputable. You buy from a reputable place and not just off
Correct.
Craigslist or eBay.
Correct, yes. And, you know, every test strip tube, it usually comes in a tube, has an expiration date. So it's very important that people take a look at their expiration date before using the test strip. Be best if they would purchase from a reputable source, typically a pharmacy or at a drugstore if they're purchasing over the counter. And if they have any questions or if they're in need of assistance in terms of receiving test strips, you know, we provide that service. We can get them in touch with organizations that can provide test strips for free or at a low cost.
And share with our listeners what the state of diabetes is here in Hawaii.
Well, there's about 600,000 people with prediabetes or diabetes, and about 155,000 have diagnosed diabetes, 95% of which have type 2 diabetes, the other 5% with type 1 diabetes. And so it's become an epidemic, and our real goal now is to ensure that the 442,000 people with prediabetes have the opportunity to make changes in their life to be able to avoid delay or avoid the onset of a type 2 diabetes diagnosis.
And how does Hawaii stack up nationally?
Well, we rank number 2 in health ranking as reported a few weeks ago, but with diabetes, we're number 25. And so that's pretty shocking. And our population, however, we're prone or we fall under our Screen at 23 campaign, where Asian Americans, although they may appear slim, we actually are at a higher risk of type 2 diabetes due to where fat is deposited in our body. So that in itself increases our risk for type 2 diabetes as a state.
So it might then lend itself to the thought that, okay, we've got a high rate of this disease here, that maybe it wouldn't be surprising that you would have a black market or gray market emerge.
Correct. That is correct. And, you know, like I had shared, it's pretty expensive. Diabetes is a very expensive disease. And, you know, those who have it are typically those who are more vulnerable, who don't have access to adequate or affordable health care. And so our mission here is to make sure that they have adequate and affordable health care.
Well, we have a first case. I'm sure it won't be the last. But thank you, LJ, for joining us on the conversation.
Oh. You're very welcome.
Turns out others in the medical and law enforcement community were equally surprised about the resale market of diabetic test strips. The test strip market had pretty much gone under the radar until this Waianae comp theft case. The large numbers are what made administrators at Queens Medical Center sit up and take notice. Dr. Rick Bruno is vice president of patient care at Queens Medical Center. He says it's more common to hear of the black market with narcotic pain-killing drugs.
I think the biggest concern with respect to medications is you can't be entirely sure what you're getting, whether it's the correct medication, whether it's the correct dose, or even be sure that it's an unadulterated substance so you're actually getting what you think you're getting. From the emergency department, we try to supply the patient with an indicated number. There's quite a bit of work, both locally and nationally, with the pharmacies, with the DEA, to look for high-risk situations where folks either have an inordinate number of prescriptions or unusually high numbers and quantities of pain medications.
But do you see a lot of cases in the ER as a result of these overdoses or maybe a product not being what the patient thought it was?
I don't think that we see a high lot. I think there's just a very high level of vigilance more related to the concern for misuse of pain medications. And so I think the physicians have kind of focused on the issue with respect to ensuring that our prescribing habits are appropriate and folks who are patients who maybe are at risk, we don't overprescribe.
Bruno believes the diabetic test strip black market is more difficult to tackle. Again, Dr. Bruno is the Vice President of Patient Care at Queen's.